We are back in Geronimo, Texas. Mike Blackwell here with Randy Hermes. Halftime, Wimberley leads it 24-0 over Geronimo Navarro, the Panthers. Bing Bingham now getting his marching band ready to perform out there, Randy, and we'll certainly throw it out there momentarily and let you enjoy some of that marching band on this cool night in Geronimo. Again, Wimberley 24, Navarro nothing at halftime. Enjoy this band performance, everybody.
Captain Jack is Audrey Sparrow. Soloists tonight are Ludi, Morgan, Brandon, and Nicole Green is the wind. Tonight the band will be showcasing its 2011 UIL marching performance, Pirates of the Caribbean. Drum major, is your band ready? Then hoist the colors! Thank you.
hospitality and that warm response. The Wimberley Band would like to wish the Panther Band the very best of luck as they compete in their 2011.
Certainly a good job by Bingham's marching band, Randy. Pirates of the Caribbean. And just so you'll know, if you didn't think you were hearing that band quite as clearly as you normally do, they were facing the other side. They did great. The Pirates of the Caribbean deal that they do is a cool thing, and those guys do a good job out there, Randy. We got some scores for you here at halftime. Bandera 20, Bernie nothing. That's kind of a bit of a surprise in this district. And Canyon Lake over Fredericksburg. That's a pretty close score there. 13-7 is the score there. Cedar Park ahead of Dripping Springs, 21-7. Liberty Hill and Lampasas are tied at 7. And the St. Louis Cardinals are leading the Rangers in the bottom of the fifth inning by a score of 3-2. Here it's Wimberley 24 and Navarro nothing. And we'll be back and talk about a few things pertaining to the Wimberley Texans after this timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Wimberley Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Wimberley Pharmacy, offering compounding, wellness consultations, nutritional supplements, and hormone testing. Located on Joe Wimberley Boulevard across from the post office. Information available online at hillcountryrx.com and by phone at 847-2288. The Andersons and their entire staff wish the Texans the best of luck this season. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. This Wimberley Texan football game on WimberleyRadio.com is supported by Fancy That Photography with professional location photographer Susie Wiest, specializing in family, graduation, wedding, and event photography for the community of Wimberley and the Texas Hill Country. Available online at FancyThatPhoto.com and by phone at 512-618-8813.
Back at Irwin Lee Field in Geronimo, Texas. Geronimo! Wimberley leads it 24-0 at halftime, Randy Hermes.
I'm glad you got that out. You've been talking about
I've been wanting to do that all the game. It is 24-0 here at halftime. The dance team over there by Navarro dancing to the strains of Pink, one of your favorite performers. That's Funhouse, by the way.
Yeah, like I
Randy,
told you off the air
you
there,
know.
I didn't know if I should be amazed or dismayed that you actually knew that.
That's exactly right. A little bit of both, probably. Wimberley has gotten its touchdowns in this first half. On the ground, Brady Lambert with a 45-yard touchdown run. Colby Kelly with a 10-yard touchdown run. Trinity Wilson scored on a 16-yard carry. And Tino Avila on the last play of the first half kicked a 26-yard field goal right through the uprights. And it's 24-0 at halftime. Clearly, Wimberley in control of this game, Randy. And we were talking about playoffs and the standings and that sort of thing. Just sort of talk a little bit about that and what this win will mean and what are some of the things that we'll probably be talking about next week, the last week of the regular season?
Yeah, let's start with what we know. Per the UIO rules, the top three teams from each district will go into the playoffs. And then there are two divisions in the Class 3A playoffs, and each division has its own champion. So, yes, there are two Class 3A state champions at the end of the season. Technically, UIL calls them Division 1 and Division 2, but they are essentially large school and small school, and they each have their own single elimination playoff bracket that starts the first week after the end of the regular season. And more on what that means of the big school, small school, and what that means to Wimberley here in a little bit. There are six rounds of playoff games to determine the state champion. Again, there's single elimination once you get into the tournament, or the playoffs, so to speak.
They have playoffs in high school football?
The bracket is what I'm
saying. Wow, that's great. They have playoffs, though. Being a college football fan, I'm not used to being around a sport that actually has a playoff to determine their champion. That's a great concept.
What a concept, huh?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just thought I'd go off on that little tangent while we're here.
Maybe we can get the UIL to call the BCS.
That's right.
Anyway, in the state championship game, again, we're going on what we know. The state championship game will be played this year and decided on Friday, December the 16th, at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Well, won't that be fun? As it stands today, Wimberley will go to the playoffs, even if they were to lose the next two games and finish 3-2 in the district. Obviously, they're well in command of this game, so we don't see that happening. They face Bernie next week, and Bernie, like we mentioned earlier, is struggling against Bandera, so That should be a relatively easy game for Wimberley as well. In fact, but if something were to happen where they finished 3-2, they'd probably be tied with third for Canyon Lake and have the advantage since they beat Canyon Lake 2 weeks ago. So that completes what we know, which isn't a whole lot. The rest can be described as to be determined.
Sure.
You know, if Wimberley takes care of business the next 2 weeks, the most likely scenario, as I see it, is Wimberley finishing first and in a three-way tie between the Burney, Navarro, and Canyon Lake. And what is really interesting, and here's the question that I was not able to answer, is which of those two teams would go to the playoffs, because they all have an equal combination of wins and losses against each other. And, boy, you really have to go look at the schedules and the results to figure out what
they're
going to
get pretty
there.
Deep into the tiebreaker. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Out of those three teams, there's not one that has beaten the other two that would position themselves to be in second place. So,
wow.
But anyway, you know, hopefully there'll be more clarity after tonight's games as far as who fills out those playoff spots. But I really don't believe that's going to be the case. I mentioned earlier about the large school, small school playoff system. At the end of the season, the first, second, and third place finishers, once they're known, the team that has the largest school enrollment, regardless of where they place in the district, goes into the Division I or large school bracket for the playoffs. Of the remaining two teams, the one with the higher finish in district is seated as the winner in the district and the lower placing team as the runner-up. So as the five district 26-3A teams that are still in contention, and yes, out of the six teams, if you go through all the, like I spent a considerable amount of time today, if they won week, this week, next week, that there are five teams, Wimberley, Canyon Lake, Navarro, and Burney, and yes, even Fredericksburg, Wimberley is the second smallest school of those five. So no matter how they finish in the district, they would end up in the Division II or the small school bracket. So with all that in mind, it's hard not to look forward, and especially, again, as impressive as they're looking tonight,
right,
into the first week of the playoffs to see how all that might shake out. And here's what we know about that. The first playoff game will be against a team from District 25-3A. For those folks out there, you can go online and you can go to the UIO website, and they've already had the bracket made out as far as which district, how they will align. So whoever we play off and how we align will be from District 25-3A. And as it stands today, that will be either Lampasas, Liberty Hill, which, again, they're playing each other tonight. They're both 3-0 in district competition. I think one of them is 8-0 and 7-1. They both have had really good years so far. So either one of those two, Taylor or Salado. And like I mentioned, Lampasas and Liberty Hill are both playing tonight. So there's still a lot to be determined. And, again, you can think it to death and design it to
yes,
death.
Yes, you can.
Now, the bottom line is we're going to the playoffs. We'll be there that first week. We don't know who. We don't know where. Don't know exactly how we'll be seated, but it's a sure thing for the Wimberley Texans at this point.
Well, that's kind of exciting. I didn't realize that the state championship game would be at up there at Jerry World. That's great.
Yeah, me and you and Brad Sham.
How about that? How about that? Maybe Tony Romo will drop by.
You never know.
Well, the class first let's do a couple of housekeeping things. Randy and I were talking about it, and folks, if you're involved with Wimberley High School Athletics in a sport other than football, we would certainly like to talk about your sport up here at halftime at some of these ball games. Email us. Give us some information at booth@wimberleyradio.com, and you can certainly email us here tonight as well if you want to critique the job that we're doing. Go ahead and do it. That's booth@wimberleyradio.com. Also, keep in mind, next week, Dripping Springs has a bye week, last regular season week of the season, and so we will be coming to you on the radio next week, KDRP 100.1 FM, and of course 87.9 FM in the stadium, so you'll be able to catch us on the radio as well. So a couple of those housekeeping things that we wanted to get out of the way. Also, Randy sort of shared his week 9 rankings with me before the game. I'd like to share those with you as well. Tyler Chapel Hill ranked one in the state. Wimberley at two. Cold Spring Oakhurst is at three. The fourth ranked team is Gilmer. At five is Salina. Carthage is six. Alvarado at seven. Henderson at eight. West Columbia 9. Prosper at 10. And again, Wimberley ranked second in the state, and it's a pretty big state, isn't it, Randy?
It is. I hate to correct you, but I need to correct you. You said that was Randy's rankings, and you're going to really mislead people to think I'm that smart.
Right. You got it off Texas Football Magazine, right?
We got to credit Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine for that ranking there.
So that clarifies it a little bit.
I'm certainly not that bright beyond the District 26-3A.
And again, the last time we checked, bottom of the fifth inning, Cardinals over the Rangers in Game 7 of the Stinking World Series by a score of 3-2. Hopefully since then somebody's hit the ball out of the ballpark, and who knows. Boy, that would be a tough one to swallow if the Rangers aren't able to come back and pull this one out in Game 7, Randy.
You can't help but think that after last night, the momentum hasn't shifted to St. Louis, and I see now at the bottom of the fifth, the Cards are on top of the Rangers 4-2.
4-2 instead of 3-2, so they've added to their lead. 24-0 is our score here in Geronimo, Wimberley, over Geronimo Navarro on a chilly Friday night here in Texas. We'll be back with more of our halftime show and the opening kickoff of the second half after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by the Law Offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and home insurance, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans!
baby, I'm a little lover boy. Mess with her, you see a man get mad. She my sweet little thing. She my pride and joy. She my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy. With her until end of time, she's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby, my heart and soul. Love like eyes won't never grow. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride. She's my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy.